which is, excuse me, sorry, this got mixed up a little bit. Just find it here. Yeah, it's Mr. Burke, Mr. Jim Burke, and this is a... Question, Sam, do I need to read the hearing procedure just because this is a... All right. This is a time and place, a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of order number R1-2013-0013, an extension of limited term amendment to order R1-2011-0038 to NTMP provisions of order number R1-2009-0038, categorical waiver of waste discharge requirements for discharges related to timber activities, timber harvest activities on non-federal lands in the North Coast region. This item's been properly noticed. Will all those expect to give testimony in this matter please stand and raise your right hand. Take the following oath. Do you swear and affirm that you will tell the truth?
I do.
Fantastic. Mr. Jim Burke, it's good to see you again.
It's good to be here again. Good morning. I'm Jim Burke, engineering geologist with the with your staff in the Southern Non-Point Southern Timber Division, Southern Timber Unit, excuse me. You read the whole title of this, but we're here for considering adoption of the limited term extension of the suspension of NTMP conditions for the 2009 waiver. We are we have a draft order that was publicly noticed in January, the written public comment period for that draft NTMP waiver R1-2013-0005 was January 3rd to February 11th of this year. We had the board workshop on January 24th. We received 18 comment letters, written comments from 18 people, and quite a handful of comments to you at the meeting. Our plan was to adopt today. At that meeting, it became clear, and we received direction from the board to take it back to the stakeholder groups that we've been working with for quite some time and take the time to get it right. We've made changes to the draft order in response to those changes or in response to the comments. And we held a meeting or a couple meetings with CAL FIRE to find ways to further improve just aligning our process and making the timber discharge regulations more efficient and align better with CAL FIRE's regulations. We met with a stakeholder group yesterday in this room, and we think that we have a quite good draft permit and approach. I think that we're pretty much nearing agreement. And as a matter of fact, there have been some improvements. Essentially, the structure of the draft permit that was brought before you in January, improvements to make erosion control plans for NTMPs long-term documents. And in response to that, it's become apparent that it might be a good idea to make this a WDR, so that that would be instead of a waiver. So we're exploring that idea, but we're going to proceed exploring that. It makes sense for a long-term erosion control document to not be permitted with a permit that expires under a shorter time frame. So we'll report back to you. We're aiming for the next board meeting, and we are recommending adoption of this limited term extension.
So Jim, this would extend the limited term extension to May 2nd, at which time we will take this up in the next board meeting in Eureka, correct?
There is no expiration date on this one.
By the way, I realize you've certainly been around the mountain a couple times on this issue, and it's been quite a learning curve, and you look nice and fresh after your vacation, and sounds like you've got some good things going. So,
I think many people feel that way. I think CAL FIRE, I think landowners, foresters, and I see Alan Levine put a speaker card up, and we'll see what he has to say. But I think everybody's feels that there has been productive work in this process.
Okay. Did you have a question, Mr.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Jim, thanks. Appreciate the update on this. And I guess my only word on as you move forward and as we move toward May, excuse me, is to please extend your outreach beyond the focus groups. Do the very best you can to get everybody. And I know you have lists. There's always, you know, folks are always going to come and say they didn't get the notice, and you've done everything you can to get it to them. But however we need to get the word out, just to avoid the situation that we ended up in last time, where there's language that comes out and then people feel that they're getting this information late in the game. And potentially, although the strategy scene, it keeps everything in the same framework, it's just functionally going under a different name, that's going to be enough to spook some folks. So we just want to make sure that they get that information well ahead of time.
I keep trying. I think people are getting tired of seeing my emails, and but I'm going to. There you go.
All right. Thanks.
Let's do this, Jim. I have one speaker card for Mr. Unless there is other board member questions, I have one speaker card for Alan Levine. Let's take that, and then we'll come back and consider this, all right?
Great.
Thank you.
Before I get started, I just want to ask a question to council and to board chair.
Sure.
Alan Levine, I represent Coast Action Group from Point Arena, California, and I want to speak to the not just the extension, but a little bit since Jim brought up some issues relating to the waiver. But my thing is, in general, about waivers too, and all implementing programs, you could take it both ways, and. Is that okay? I'm asking you. This isn't going to be in depth. They're just general statements.
Hold on, Alan. You're asking if you can have the conversation here, or are you asking a specific question? Can you restate?
I'm asking if it's okay to go ahead with making reference to the waiver as an implementing program.
I'm seeing no opposition from council, so
you. Okay. So last night I sat down and titled this an admonition, meaning not a reproach but a caution. Mm-hmm. And last month when we talked about the subject, there were a lot of complaining, a lot of things said that I believe were misleading and disingenuous. And it really rubbed my fur the wrong way, and I didn't have a chance to respond to it. And so I'm just letting you know that happened. Things were said to you that were untrue and misleading. And I've heard these complaints a long time. People don't like being regulated. I understand that. So at the same time, some of those people I've heard in other formats and the similar situations about dealing with clean water programs in Mendocino County where the same people stopped grading ordinance from being move forward on, or stormwater issues, and I just, they seem to be in a rut of complaining, and I just want you to know that part of that rubs my fur the wrong way, but some of it was improperly intended. I want you to know, in the Garcia River, nobody has a choice. Everybody has to perform under the same standards, and what I'm arguing for is consideration of including everybody. There's people and that do really good job, and they say, I'm doing good work, please don't regulate me. But I think the programs, if you want them to work, have to include everybody. I mean, there's other people that aren't doing a good job and they really need to be regulated. But it also rubs my fur the wrong way when they say, if you regulate me, I'm going to clear cut my whole place, or I'm going to subdivide my property and leave, or whatever. And those things clearly can't happen. So my argument is, if you want an implementing program to work, and these are programs designed to move forward and maintain water quality standards, you got to have everybody be part of the program if you want it to be successful. And I'd hate for all this work to go down for it not to be successful. Now, as far as this is concerned, what Jim was talking about, I think we are making progress. We've made good progress. I think that the idea of making this a WDR instead of a waiver really needs to be considered. And I've talked to staff people and to you, David, about the vices and verses of WDRs versus waivers, and why go through this all again. I have some specific issue that I have disagreements on with staff, and I'll make them clear in my comments. I want you to know that you have great staff and that you really should be aware of that all the time in your decision-making process.
Thanks, Ellen. So the decision before us today is to extend this, which opportunity I think affords the opportunity for, as Mr. Hale indicated, everybody is in this, I think, to the extent, and we will be sure and capture everybody. I would ask that you include your comments in that process to get us there. And I thank you for your comments.
Right. I vociferously complained originally about the extension, and I think we're getting somewhere. There's still some outstanding issues, but I have no complaint about the proposed extension that Jim has.
Well, I think in this case, the journey was worth the effort, it sounds to me like. From what I know and where this thing's going, it sounds like it was worth the time and effort to do so. And I think there's a possibility here, a real possibility, to get to a better spot. And I think your comments, too, of implementing policies and programs out here is very relevant in everything here that we deal with. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. And by the way, I agree, we do have great staff.
Mr. Noren, Samantha Olson, your counsel. I just wanted to, because of this thing's been impending and then sort of not, and it's been a real outreach effort, I thought today would be a good delineation to begin the new ex parte rule. As you know, it's a general order, so there's not a particular named discharger. So it is a general order and subject to this new Senate bill. So I'm hoping, like, as of now, if you're approached by a stakeholder and who wants to talk to you about the NTMP permit, we'll get you some of those forms, and we're going to start this new process and see how it goes. But let's start it today, which I think is right. We'll have a new order noticed at some point for another 30-day notice. So I just think today's a good time to start that and
so
see how smoothly it goes.
Yeah,
all right?
Thank you for that very much. Matt, did you have, okay. I have no other speaker cards for this, so Mr. Burke. Any other board member comments or questions? Ms. Tynes?
What's going to happen May 2nd?
May 2nd.
Yeah.
Jim, would you explain that, please? So we are extending it to... Actually, there's not a date on the extension, but please.
This extension is, there is no expiration.
Correct.
We're shooting for the May 2nd board meeting, changing this. You know, the wheels are churning quickly to change this to a WDR, and so we'd have to renotice and invite comments on those changes. I think that it is doable by May 2nd. I heard direction from up here in January, take the time to get it right. The focus group people were, I won't say enthused, but they were enthused. and they said, you know, get this done right. So May 2nd, believe me, we want to get it done. It's so close. So if just the procedural issues make it so that we can't get it May 2nd, it will be the following one.
Well, so to be clear, potentially what we're looking at right now is an adoption hearing of a NTMP, I'll just call it a program right now because I haven't seen the whole enchilada, mm-hmm. and that it is potentially right now on track to be at our May 2nd hearing for adoption. That's what's potentially up right now. We are extending, though, the limited term waiver today. That's what we're doing. We're not setting dates certain to May 2nd, but we're extending it so that this process can conclude. And
there's coverage.
That's correct. We are extending coverage thereby of the program as it exists.
Correct.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
Jim, would you, for a lot of people's benefits, would you go through the basic difference, because it's been mentioned that we are now not looking at a waiver, but rather looking at a WDR. Would you distinguish between the two, what a waiver is as opposed to what a WDR is?
Let me defer to counsel.
This is Samantha Olson. If you set aside all the sort of emotional baggage that people associate with the two words, there's actually relatively little substantive difference between a waiver and a WDR, the biggest one being that a waiver expires in 5 years, so that the board would have to readopt it. There's a slight change in the findings that you'd make as well. It's under a different statute, the WDR. For example, in the waiver, we make a finding that it's in the public interest to waive, but they're essentially the same. They're a permit that include conditions, and while a WDR doesn't expire, it always contains reopeners so that the board can assess the success of the program. So that's really the main difference. It's not a whole lot.
Not a whole
lot. In fact, in this board has gravitated toward waivers for some discharges to avoid the fee schedule for people. That's why we've ended up doing a lot of regulation through waivers. But as you know, recently the timber legislation has removed the fees from WDRs, and so that incentive to go to waivers is no longer existing.
Mm-hmm. And just to make a practical distinction for the landowners, that we're asking them to commit to a long-term plan to identify, keep updated their inventory of sediment sources and correct them. And I think that there is, in asking somebody with a straight face to commit to a long-term plan, I think it just helps to that we're committed to this approach too. So it sort of gets them on board with our long-term goals.
Well, that keeps them aligned with the philosophy of the NTMP to begin with and why they signed up for the program. And I think to also point out the difference between the waiver and the WDR was, I think, as Matt Green had said, even during the last meeting, he held the document up and said, we're one finding away from a WDR. So I appreciate you listening there. And, I mean, this does seem like it's a step toward efficiency as well. So, I mean, because we're not going to be coming back in 5 years and having to go through the very same process, because guaranteed we'd be going through at least what we've gone through now.
Yeah.
No.
My optimistic chair.
All right. To bring it back then, what we are adopting right now is simply an extension of the limited term. We can. I'd like to limit the conversation on WDRs versus waivers, and let's just move on, because let's just go for it. So we have a consideration of adoption R1 2013-0013 to serve to extend order number R1 2011-0038 for non-industrial timber management plans.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll see you May 2nd, Jim.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, so we have item number 7 up. Thank you for your patience.